All right, A Superstition is Friday the 13th. Nice work, Alex. Nice work. Bring it up a little bit. Why not? Love that, don't you? All right, it is Friday the 13th. We're getting through it, though. We're getting through it. We're doing all right. Have you seen these plans out there? You know that Governor Whitmer in Michigan has banned the flavored vaping products. They'll be gone 30 days from when she said, so we're down to like 22 or 23 days, something like that. And the reason behind it is to limit it or stop young people from vaping, which has become prolific across this country. Some call it an epidemic of young people vaping. And people say, people that are against the flavored liquids, like cotton candy and wild cherry and all these other flavors that they have of these vaping compounds, say that we're getting a whole host of young people addicted to these substances. And in an effort to curb teen vaping, the president said this week his administration is looking to ban all non-tobacco flavored e-cigarette products across the country. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar told reporters at the White House that officials with the Food and Drug Administration will create guidelines on the ban, a process that could take a few months, but it's moving forward. The Trump administration making it clear we intend to clear the market of flavored e-cigarettes to reverse the deeply concerning epidemic of youth e-cigarette use that is impacting children, families, schools, and communities, said Azar. And he went on to say this, we will not stand idly by as these products become an on-ramp to combustible cigarettes or nicotine addiction for a generation of youth. Now, the complaint and the pushback is pretty simple. Vaping has been an off-ramp for millions of people that are addicted to cigarettes. And cigarettes are accountable for more than 500,000 deaths in America every single year. More than 500,000 Americans will die this year as a result of smoking cigarettes. A few from secondhand smoke, but the majority from directly smoking cigarettes, 1,300 a day, will die as a result. And so what about the adults that want to use these vaping products, flavored or not, to stop smoking? That's the question I have. Why should the adults be told they can't have, well, it attracts kids, it's flavored. So does flavored vodka and hard lemonade and hard cider and all these other things that are on the market now. Flavored alcohol is out there. You've got gummy bears and all these other things that have THC loaded into them. So how do you get to a point where vaping is the opponent? Vaping is the villain. And I get it. A half a dozen people have died recently from vaping, and there's this problem with lung illnesses, and all this water in the lungs creates an asthma issue. But what we have learned, apparently, the vast majority of the people that have had complications or illness or death from vaping, it's not because they're using nicotine products. It's because they're using unauthorized marijuana vaping products that creates a bad and adverse reaction. That's what we've learned. If you read, that's what you'll find out, that most of the people that have had complications have used something either illegal, unauthorized, not quality checked. All of these things contribute to the demise of the user. So you look across Michigan, thousands of people stand to lose their jobs now. And I'm not saying vaping's good. Don't read into this anything that I'm. Vaping is a better alternative than smoking cigarettes, which is a proven killer. High blood pressure, cancer, you know, all sorts of cardiovascular diseases and issues, and all sorts of problems. So when you look at all the problems created by smoking, using a vaping product is a better way to go to get off from cigarettes. And I wonder why the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, or the president or these others don't look at the idea of, if you want to go after a public health nuisance, go after cigarettes, go after tobacco, which we know what it does, and the cost in lives, and lost productivity, and lost days at work, and so on and so on and so forth. In Michigan alone, here's the answer, by the way. In Michigan alone, $920 million, roughly, will come into state coffers this year from taxes on cigarette and tobacco-related products. $920 million, a huge portion of which goes to funding schools. If tobacco was taken out of the mix, $920 million would also be taken out of the mix. Vaping doesn't bring in anywhere near that kind of money. You get a little bit of sales tax. That's all you get. So one would wonder if the banning of vaping and it being declared a public health emergency and all of these other things might have more to do with how much money it doesn't bring in as compared to tobacco products. And the question is, will it work? If you ban vaping, will it work? Does prohibition ever work? It didn't work for alcohol. Certainly didn't work for marijuana and other street drugs. You can't have this, kids. It's illegal. Don't touch it. Okay, I will never look at that ever again. I will never vape. I will be very good. What you create is a black market. And people will create their own vaping liquids in their basements. And then they'll sell them to kids, and that'll be that. You start arresting kids and throwing them in jail for vaping? I kind of doubt it. We don't want to leave people in jail for nonviolent crimes, except for vaping. We're going to throw the book at you, little SOBs. I mean, I don't see that happening to you. So there's a big conversation here. And what about that black market? Is there really, is it possible you could create a black market for these things? You have so many people addicted to it already. Yes, sir, it's possible. But the proposed ban comes as cases of vaping-related lung illnesses have made a lot of headlines in the last few weeks. Health officials recently said there are now more than 450 possible cases across 33 states, six people dead, the most recent in Kansas. No single device ingredient or additive has been identified at this time, though New York health officials are probing vitamin E acetate as a potential cause of some of this illness. Vitamin E acetate. Meanwhile, vape shops in Michigan and elsewhere gearing up to take all the flavored stuff off the shelves, but what about do-it-yourself and black market? I'm telling you, it's just a mess. Just a mess. And again, prohibition. Generally not a big winner, but when you look at the number of kids vaping, high school kids, for example, well, it can create a huge problem, and it creates a generation of addicts on nicotine. I don't support vaping, but I just wonder about their intensity as far as being public enemy number one. If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, it's time to do it. My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. I did it. Worked great for me. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Discipline, baby. Discipline. Get on the program. You'll lose a lot of weight if you're so inclined. MyPureHealthSolutions.com is a personal plan just for you. What are you waiting for? You know you want to do it. You know you trust me. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it right now. I'm Steve Gruber.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Want to lose 4 inches in just 2 weeks? You can with Wyckoff Wellness and Verju Laser Treatments. The Verju is cutting-edge laser technology that melts away the fat and sculpts your body. Treatments take less than an hour. Sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, or upper arms with the Verju Laser. And Verju is specially priced this month. What are you waiting for? Verju is FDA-approved, and Wyckoff Wellness has the only Verju in Michigan. Call now, 517-333-7270, or log on to wyckoffwellness.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! He's too heavy!
Oh my God! Ah.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.